President. Did you hear what happened today?
No.
We spent most of the time just on the employment ceiling thing, and we've got language. It's a bad employment ceiling, but we can live with it, and I assume that what'll happen are the unions and others will bust it up later on. It's no exceptions whatsoever, including the post office and defense, and then you can only replace three out of four vacancies. So that it's very slow attrition, and my assumption is that the post office people and others will just get a rider on their Appropriation Act exclusion thing. And I didn't feel it was worth putting up that much capital on the whole thing. We said we were absolutely against it, but if you were going to do it, this is the way to do it. The expenditure side, Wilbur spent most of his time describing how it's more important to take it out of the pipeline than it is to just cut down expenditures in a 1 year, and that took a lot of explanation of the difference between NOA and expenditures and so forth. He did make only several comments of interest. One, at one point, Tom Curtis burst out and said, well, the hell, you guys got all the votes, go ahead and vote it through and get it over with, which sounded to me like he thinks that Mills is going to go the other direction. Second point of interest, Mills did say that he, on the rescission language, he didn't like the Appropriation Committee stuff. So I think he's going to try to insist on it being in mandatory, and I think I would shoot for making it as part of the January budget, and then argue that if the next Congress wants to repeal what you've done, they can do it immediately. They're in session. They have an opportunity to reject it. So I think Wilbur's going to stick on this point of making the rescissions mandatory rather than...
Didn't
decide anything. On the expenditures, he had just taken me through what $4 billion would do, and he just said, now, okay, what if we went to five? And what I didn't tell him, but what I'm doing basically is assuming that if we go to five, it would be three civilian and two defense, which automatically starts me giving him what would happen if he went to six, three and three. So I was just starting to shake him up a little bit with what happens at the $3 billion, the 315 formula, in other words, level, when we broke up and he said, come back at 10. Now, you could read that in either of two directions. One, he's trying to scare him of what five does, or two, that he's shooting for five. And I just can't tell you what he's doing.
Yeah, he shoots.
I told Barefoot just now to get a hold of Hale and Russell and Long and see if he had any feel for what the hell was going on. But that's where we are. My proposal will be to go through tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I think they're going to vote tomorrow. He said we'll meet at 10 and get this over with. So I think tomorrow morning is...
Now, what did you do on? Did you ever get to in the four and show him where it would come?
Yeah, on the four, I said, you know, I can't tell you how it would take this. First, we don't know what Congress is going to act, but the best way to give you a feel for it is to take what Congress did last year. And everything we've seen to date says Congress will do essentially the same next year as they did last year. Therefore, the real problems will not be in the programs that Congress is going to cut anyway, NASA, AID, OEO, HUD, but they're going to be in agriculture, HEW, AEC, and core projects. The AEC brought Clint Anderson out of his chair, but that's okay. And they said, well, that's very interesting. And then he turned quickly to the five. I'd like to stay out of the four because I'll scare people. And in the five one, as I say, I'm using the material that we had for the six, calling it five. And I'll start laying into them a little bit on the core projects, HEW, Hilbert, and so forth at that level. That's where we are. I think he's going to vote tomorrow, and I just can't tell you whether he's shooting for five or he's trying to buy the 10-8-4 package but making the 8 mandatory.
What? Carlson there?
Carlson was there, didn't say a word. There was a long discussion on, the youth opportunity people, the 70,000 jobs this summer, got excluded from the ceiling. See, this was a problem because the way the ceiling works is you can't have any more temporary employees in any month this year than you had last year. We've been talking about going from about 47,000 youth opportunity employees this summer to 70,000. So you wouldn't be able to do this. And the vice president apparently had spent quite a bit of time with Hale and Russell on this, and so they made a good fight for it. I stood back and let them carry the load. I figured we had enough problem on other areas to get in the middle of that one. But they excluded the disadvantaged youth employments for the summer. And that was the only thing that took a lot of time. And it was at that vote, when they got all done going around and around this, that when Wilbur asked Tom Curtis whether he agreed, he said, "Hell no, I don't agree. And besides, you guys got all the votes, do whatever you want." And that was the only hint I had that maybe Wilbur was...
Any of the other people speak, Burns, was he there?
Burns, yeah, Burns was there. And of course, he and Tom Curtis are fighting, and Williams are fighting the hard line, of course.
Did Wilbur want the ceiling on jobs, too?
Oh, yeah, he's been quite clear on this all along. I think he partly knows it's ridiculous because he raised Bob Ball's problem in Social Security and said, you know, what are we going to do about Social Security? And I said, well, that's the problem that's in Social of HEW. If you put this employment ceiling on them, they're going to have to figure out how to live with it. It's the main point I would make to you on, it's a crazy provision, Mr. President, but we've got it where it's only one out of four vacancies. There's no reduction. You don't have to fire anybody. But as you have four vacancies, you can only replace three of them. That won't have that much of an impact between now and the end of the year. It's got to be straightened out eventually, but I would fight it, is my feeling. You've got more important issues to fight. And
Are you going to get any exception on Medicaid or on...
We haven't got to the exceptions business either.
Well, I thought you accepted youth opportunity.
Well, that was from in the employment ceiling. That was from the employment ceiling. The employment ceiling, the only people that are accepted now are youth opportunity and presidential appointees. Everybody else, including civilians and DOD and the post